Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, you're listening to Core Dialogues Radio, presented by ID Group, where thought-provoking conversations and thought leaders meet on the air. Every Thursday at 4 p.m., we hit the airwaves with forward-thinking ideas, philosophies, and questions, connecting our listeners to ideas that will get you thinking. The answers are in our studio. Now, here's your host and whole systems branding expert, Dr. Mona.
Welcome to today's edition of Core Dialogues Radio. We're streaming live as we do every Thursday at 4 p.m. Central from the Business Radio X studios here in beautiful downtown Pensacola. So I am your host, Mona Amadeo. You can find us here, listen to us here live each week at coredialogues.radiox.com, where we gather every week to connect you with people and ideas that we hope will inspire you, challenge you, and maybe even motivate you. So here at Core Dialogues, we believe organizations and people, the people in them, have a real power to impact the world positively. So the people that you're going to hear on our show every week are guests, people that we believe who are really using their talents to make a difference in the world. So last week, our guest was Rick Duke. Rick is the UWF Center for Entrepreneurship's first director, I think they called him founding director. And we talked a lot with Rick about this concept, this idea of the connection between innovation and creativity. If you missed the program, you can go back and listen to it at on our archives at coredialoguesradio.com. But this week, I'm so excited to have Lee Murphy as our guest. And it's an interesting connection between what we learned last week and what Lee's doing. I think Lee and his team at Inspira Health are really an example of innovation, you know, at work. I mean, it's living, breathing, creating new answers to some real challenging problems in healthcare. Lee is the CEO of Inspira Health, and they're located in Naperville, Illinois, which is very, very close to Chicago, for those of you who don't know. Lee, I believe, and the team at Inspira Health are really true innovators. They have taken on one of the biggest issues in healthcare today, which is the challenges surrounding multiple chronic health issues. And they've taken on this challenge to take and help these people who have multiple chronic health issues become healthy. And, you know, as I've studied and kind of did a little research on the topic for the program today, you know, it's a huge problem, and I think that many of you are aware of it, but do you really know how challenging it is? Everything I read says that about half of Americans suffer from one or more chronic diseases, and each year millions of people are diagnosed, and sadly enough, millions of people die from chronic health issues. And from a pure financial perspective, the chronic diseases are costing our economy more than a trillion dollars annually. And most predictions are that that could rise to $6 trillion by the middle of the century. So, but, you know, beyond the real economic impact, it's really hard to calculate the human impact, the impact that this has on daily lives of individuals and their families and, of course, communities. So what's so cool about Lee and the people at Inspira Health is they've imagined a different kind of story. They are on a mission to help people change this kind of doomsday prediction that everyone kind of just accepts. There's nothing we can do. This is the way it is. So they're really imagining a different story where people who are impacted by chronic conditions can really choose a different future. So just a little bit about Lee before I bring him on. Lee, he's got lots of letters behind his name. He's a PhD and a CPA and an all-around just great guy. But he graduated from the doctoral program, which is at Benedictine University in values-driven leadership. And Lee and I kind of connect through a mutual friend, colleague, mentor, Jim Ludema, who leads that values-driven leadership program at Benedictine. And something, Lee, I did not know about you. I did not realize, I know you're in really great shape, but I never knew you were a triathlete and a marathon runner. And I'm sure that experience as a marathon runner comes in handy with you with some of the issues you and your team are facing each day. So Lee, come on in. Welcome to Core Dialogues Radio. And let's just get started by saying, tell me a little bit, just to kick things off, with the vision and mission of Inspira Health. And also, so people understand what we mean by multiple chronic conditions. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that, but just start first with Inspira's with the mission of Inspira Health.
Sure. Well, thank you, Mona. I'm thrilled to be a part of Core Dialogues. And so the mission of Inspira Health is to help people with chronic conditions change their lives. And if we can get them to change their behaviors, they can transform their health. And along the way, we hope to show the healthcare system that there's a way to really help these people that is not so much a clinically based model, but it's a behavior model that puts the patient, we call them a participant, but puts the person at the center and helps them make change in their life.
Exactly. And, you know, Lee, I think a little bit about the concept of chronic. Give me an example. You know, we talk about chronic health conditions. Give me an example of what are some chronic complications, the multiple conditions that you guys usually see? Because you're working with people with multiple chronic, not just one or two, but I mean, not just one, but multiple.
Yeah. So chronic conditions. So we're looking at obesity, typically morbid obesity, joint issues, asthma, chronic pain, diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol. That constellation is a primary group. And then there's an assorted another ring that you could put almost anything in as far as an ongoing condition. And the other thing that we know is that once you've got two or three or four of these, and you usually haven't had them for just a year, you've usually had them for two or three or four decades, there absolutely is also conditions that are typically known as mental, nervous, psychological conditions, anxiety, depression, dysthymia. So a behavioral health component also that has to exist if you've been struggling with these all of your life.
And Lee, these things can be changed. I mean, you're seeing that at Inspira Health, right? I mean, there's hope to reverse the challenges that many of these people have been living with for, you know, some of them a lifetime. So go ahead.
So absolutely. So we certainly don't have magic that can reverse some of the conditions, but what we can reverse are the things in a lifestyle that are changeable, that impact these conditions. And mostly what we can reverse is the downslide of hope that things can't get better.
Yeah. And you know, that's how we all are, right? I mean, when you don't have hope, you just can't get yourself putting one foot in front of the other. So the hope piece of this feels soft, but it's real.
Absolutely. And it's central. Spira in our name, Spira means hope in Latin. And so the IN is inspire. So our whole business follows our name. But what we really try to do is inspire hope in these individuals and then show them the basics of goal setting and behavior change to help them build a series of small wins to change their life. They still may have diabetes. They still may be obese, but they're going to learn choices. And from those choices, their quality of life radically improves.
And Lee, I know y'all's approach is something that you call the intrinsic approach to creating this change. And I know that it's not the magic bullet approach that everybody looks for. What's the complexity? And explain to us a little bit about this unique approach that Inspira Health takes that really is more of an intrinsic approach. Explain to us what that is and maybe how that differs from the way others might have be trying to deal with these issues.
Certainly. So most programs that are trying to help people with chronic conditions, they look at things like HEDIS guidelines, or they look at what are the protocols, and they say, you know, if we can get everybody to follow the protocols, we know we can improve the health. And that's true. But people need to have a reason to want to follow protocols, a reason to want to change their life. And using an intrinsic methodology, which is the inside-out methodology, we start with the question to the person of, what would better health mean to you? And I will tell you that we start with it. We include that in our intake. We used to try to start with it, but it was too different from what people were expecting when they came into our program. So we end our intake with that now. It's really the dialogue, and that's part of what we're doing is we're using the dialogue to help them change their story. What would better health look like to you? What would a little bit better health look like? What would a lot of better health look like? And what we're looking for there is, you know, I want to dance with my daughter at her wedding. I want to see my grandchildren get raised. I want to be able to lift my grandson. And we're looking for those pieces in the person's story that truly motivate them from their heart. Because if you have those, we can then connect with you and help you make the changes in your life. And we can do it for a reason that makes sense to you. Yeah. If I say, you know, you need to check your blood sugars 3 times a day, you know, that's not an intrinsic approach. If I can find that intrinsic approach, the other things will happen.
Yeah, so it's your hook. I mean, in many ways, right? It's
absolutely.
It's that internal motivation that, if you will, you put that button that we all have to find somewhere in us, regardless of the change we want to make. You know, obviously, you know, ID Group works a lot with organizations. And if you don't find that reason, that deep reason for change, it's not going to happen. So it feels like, similarly, Inspira is looking for that button, that thing that ultimately awakes the spirit, the hope, the heart, all of those things.
Absolutely. And we're helping the person reflect and go inside themselves to see what is that. And we're helping them uncover their own hook and then celebrating it and holding it out in front of them and reminding them of it constantly over a long period of time so that they can be successful in behavior change.
Yeah. And, you know, Lee, I know, you know, in full transparency, Lee and Inspira are clients. And so we've had the great opportunity to help them shape tell their story as an organization. And I can tell you that the people that we interviewed, I found myself crying, right? I went back and forth between crying and my heart being happy, you know, because there was such change that these people were experiencing. But it's not so easy as just grabbing their heart, right? We have a saying that vision without execution is hallucination. So while you create the vision and help them create that vision, rather, it's not so easy to get to that execution piece and stay with it long enough to realize. Tell me about your team and tell me about the people that are working to support this journey, if you will, from journey to health or at least healthier lifestyles for you, the people that you work with.
Sure. So our the primary Inspira Health team includes a nurse. They tend to be the nerve center, the quarterback of the program. We have a master's licensed behavioral health clinician and an advanced practice nurse or physician's assistant. Those three clinical folks form the core of the team that does the assessment that helps understand both where the person is at and what do they need to do to improve their health. They're then surrounded by another team that includes massage therapists, nutritionists, fitness people, licensed clinical behavioral counselors, financial counselors, people that understand benefits and benefit advocates. And so what we're trying to do is, from a holistic perspective, mm-hmm. help people make change at a rate that is sustainable for them.
And, you know, that's like amazing. I did ask you at one point, can I participate? You know, everybody needs this. It's not just people with multiple chronic health conditions. It's all of us needs this kind of, you know, it reminds me of, you know, you just kind of take and wrap a bunch of arms around them and give them a hug in a way that they are, I guess, spirited, lifted along on their journey. And they've got this integrated team of people, of experts, that's going to be there not to do it for them. I think that's so important. That you guys get it. It's not going to be that you can do anything. You can only be there as the people who support and direct and celebrate and cry and all those things with the people who are going along this journey.
Absolutely. And that is the essence of what we do, is we create the container for healing to happen. That container is really a container of hope and of love and of concern. And of accountability. We help people stand up and take accountability. And when there's a backslide, we all have backslides. What we say is, that's okay. We're not worried about where you've been. We're worried about how do we get you back where you're going. Yeah. You're working on eating healthier and you had two pizzas last night. Well, our question isn't, well, you know, do you know that there are other healthier choices you could have chosen? Why didn't you pick a food off the list? Our program doesn't believe in lists like that. Our program says, I hope you understand, what's your relationship with food? Why did you eat those pizzas? So what happened that day? What was going on? And we'd help people come to learn their triggers and come to learn their unconscious motivations and all those pieces that helped them work against themselves and try to turn them around. We have a whole healthcare system that's about, we want to figure out what's the right thing to do so that we can find the right treatment and remove the placebo impact so that we can prove the right effect. And you know what? We've built an entire business that's about, let's try to engage the placebo. Let's try to find that innate healing, that innate sense of how people can move towards health better. And in everybody, it's different.
Exactly. And I think that individualized piece of this also impressed me. You know, that, you know, there is not a one size fits all. There is a deep understanding of where they are and where they want to go. And then the team that's kind of created is really unique to that individual person. And, you know, like, the other piece is we were working with you guys trying to really help shape the Inspira story. The people that you work with are just amazing. The nurses and the support people and your people who are, you know, massage therapists, etc. These are they believe in this. And I think one person, and I think it was a nurse, and I can't remember exactly who it was or when it was, but I remember her saying, you know, the healthcare system is all about illness. We are about health, and we are a part of a true system that is trying to get people healthy, and it's more proactive in its nature. So these people that are working with you, how can I say it? When I say mission, you know, sometimes you use the word mission and it's not really a mission. This is a mission for these people. It's a very deep, appreciation, I think, for the opportunity to work on in a situation like this, but a deep appreciation and a belief that they're changing lives.
Absolutely. And, you know, for us, what really works in our favor is that when you go back to people that are drawn to be in the healing professions, they're drawn to be in the healing professions to do just what you said, to really try to connect with people, to try to help change people's lives. Because our staff is behavioral health clinicians, is nurses, is advanced practice nurses. You know, we're not hiring brain surgeons. We're hiring people who entered into healthcare because they really wanted to help people. And much of the other jobs that are out there that exist in the classic current healthcare system have lost, you know, have either become more transactional focused, and we are absolutely more relational focused, or they've become so policy driven that the nurses are disillusioned, and the behavioral clinicians are struggling because they can't do what fed their soul and why they entered the program. So the folks that come to us find that their soul can get fed. And what we know is, and what I deeply believe, is that if our employees feel that there is, you know, purpose and meaning in their work, and part of their soul is being fed, that we will help create a context for more healing to happen in a way that is much more effective.
Yeah. And so, you know, we, ID Group works a fair amount with healthcare. And I will tell you the difference between what we experienced in talking to, sharing with, learning from your team, and what we see every day and many of the healthcare practices is very, very different. And there's a spirit. There is a, you know, pep in the step with your team, as opposed to what we see sometimes in the traditional healthcare setting. Is just, you know, there's a lot of frustration going on. There's a lot of, dare I say, anger. There's a lot of burnout. There's a lot of disillusionment. And quite the opposite in dealing with your people. It's just this kind of, you know, they believe and Inspira and the framework of Inspira is giving them the opportunity to bring, like you said, their passions and their talents to table to really make a big difference. So it's just cool. I'm a fan. Okay. I have to admit it. I'm a fan. I love you guys. So one of the things as I'm listening to you, and I remember in one of our first conversations, but wow, this looks, how do these people afford this? You know, talk to me a little bit about your business model and how that business model is really using or impacting, I should say, not only individuals, but also businesses.
Absolutely. And so, you know, at the end of the day, we're paid because we get outcomes. Our clients are large self-insured health plans, and we become a part of the health insurance. One of the things that I think is both wonderful and ironic is that currently about 95% of our clients are actually healthcare systems. So our patients in our program, again, we call them participants, are employees of healthcare systems. And why I think that's ironic is the healthcare systems, if you will, tacitly agree that they don't know what to do with this population. And so they've asked us to help out. So our business model is I have to be able to show outcomes. And in the health improvement field, and we call ourselves a different kind of health improvement company. In the health improvement field, whether that's care management or case management or wellness, the struggle in the field is how do you quantify health? How do you figure out how to show a client that for every dollar they spend, they're getting some kind of an impact? Because you're talking about care not delivered. And that was our biggest struggle. We've been doing this for 20 years. In different forms. And for a long time, we struggled with that. We had come up with our own algorithm. And if you believed all of our assumptions, you believed our outcomes. But I would have been the first one to tell you that you could poke holes in the assumptions because it's the nature of what we're dealing with. We're dealing with complex human beings. And in our case, outliers, people that have 5, 6, and 7 simultaneous chronic conditions. We figure we solved that. Because we use a constellation of outcome measures. We use 6 different ways of looking for change and documenting change. We measure what's in front of us. And so first we start with self-reported health behaviors. How many hours of sleep are you getting? How many hours of fitness activity are you getting? What's your stress level? And what we know is as we start to see change in those behaviors, we then move to instruments, external instruments validated from the outside. 2 instruments that are considered gold standards. One that's a gold standard in health engagement, and the other that's the gold standard in self-reported health behaviors. We show a change in those. We use one marker on one of those instruments. We rebrand, we rename it, and we call it the Hope Index because what it really measures is my belief that my health will improve in the future. And if people's belief that their health will not improve in the future, the chance of them making change is very small. We then go to more traditional measures. We look at biometrics. What's the change in weight? What's the change in blood pressure? What's the change in their cholesterol levels? Things like that. Important measures. We can tie those to the literature and to outcomes. We also have our own complex algorithm that we use that looks at the change. And then finally, for clients that have been with us for a longer period of time, we look at actual claim dollars. What was the dollar spent before somebody came in the program? And what is the average dollar spent after somebody's been out of our program? Now, our typical program takes 2.5 years for somebody to walk their way through. I mean, we really are trying to help people ground change. So this is not a 6-month or 12-month program. And when you look at all of those, I can stand up in front of a client with confidence and say, I can show you that we've changed the behaviors in your population, and I can show you that those behaviors have led to outcomes in your dollars and what they believe in their health and how effective they are in their life right now.
So,
and for clients, because we show a multiple way of doing it, it helps them become more comfortable that they're spending the dollars. We then show, you know, we then share our stories. And as you've said, our stories are very powerful.
Very powerful.
You know, they pull on the emotions, the stuff you hear, the lives we transform. And, you know, when you hear somebody stand up and say, when I came into the program, basically I was marking time until I died. I had stopped doing all these things. My health was getting worse and I was just sitting there watching myself. Basically, I didn't use the word decay, but basically just slow down. And now I'm fully back engaged in life.
Yeah. And it was, again, like I said, I had an opportunity to interview some of those people. And inspiring is not even the big enough word to really talk about it. And, you know, Lee, as we talk about this idea of the metrics of, I love the HOPE index. That's such a great way to look at that. But the bigger metrics of the return on investment and primarily from savings is goes straight to the bottom line for these self-insured companies. You know, there's another piece of this too that I think is so important relative to business, which is, you know, when businesses invest in people, when they become more than a function, when they're respected and invested in, all of the research clearly shows levels of retention, loyalty, pride increase. And so that's got to be an outcome too, that as these businesses invest in these people and validate, if you will, their humanness, that has to be something else that maybe is a softer piece of this, but still must be important. Are you seeing some of that?
And so I see, you know, I'll go back years ago to our largest client there. Their CEO said it well, and he said, I need this program for my people. I know it makes a difference. I need your metrics to prove it makes a difference. Just prove to me you break even because our people need your help. To build off of what you said, the occupational health literature also says, and the studies are getting stronger, and pretty soon we're going to be able to incorporate them in our metrics. The studies out there say that for all that as people improve their health and you see a change in health claims, you see at least a 2 or 3 times multiple change in productivity and employment, the employment metrics. Yeah. And so you can more than double what we see in health claims in improved productivity. And I'm very excited for some of the new research that's out there to bring that in, which also is kind of that bridge link to what you said, Mona, about what some people consider some of the more soft stuff. But
yeah. We know it's not just soft stuff though, don't we?
Well, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's about people, organizations ultimately about people. And the more you invest in them, the more you, you create them as, and treat them as people. And what an investment and what a gift for an organization to basically, and I don't mean to be overdramatic, but since I usually am, I'll just feel be overdramatic here. You save people's lives. I mean, and not only the saving their lives, but the quality of their lives becomes, and we heard that over and over and over again, just the quality of the lives that, you know, and one person even said it, you gave me my life back. And what a great thing to come to work for every day.
You know, it absolutely. And it's, I'm very blessed to be able to do this. It's on one level, I will also say it's a bit of a tragedy. A tragedy, Mona, is that we are seemingly so unique. There isn't anything that we're doing that has any kind of magic to it or secret sauce, if you will. What we're doing is we're really just caring for people at a human level and helping them reconnect with those pieces and showing them how to do basic goal setting. And trust me, I'm fine building a business where everybody says you're really unique and what you do is wonderful. But a part of me is like, wow, what a statement.
Well, I think that's a really, you know, how do you, certainly you're successful. You guys have built and increasingly building this model that for those who need to be this to be proven to, you're proving it. You're changing people's lives. But how do you take this to a bigger platform? How do you take this to the next level? How do you get in front of more people? How do you save more lives? You know, what's the plan for Inspiro?
Well, the first thing you do is you hire a wonderful branding company to help you tell your story better. Although we were wonderful at what we did, we couldn't tell our story well at all. And so what we're going to do is start to do the things, all the basics. We're going to get out. We're going to do presentations. We're going to do some writing. We're going to tap into our networks and let people know what it is we're doing. There's a real, and what's wonderful for us, I believe, is the timing is really good. I mean, people really need this. People kept saying, well, does Obamacare impact what you're doing? And I said, it really doesn't. People with multiple chronic conditions are going to need help. And our healthcare system is not ready to bring our kind of model for change. And so I have just enough naivete and optimism, you know, that you know, I'm not quite to the, if you build it, they will come. But as we continue to hone our story and improve our metrics, our job is going to be figuring out how do we, and we call it scaling for impact. How do we figure out how to share what it is we know and figure out how to find ways to say yes with any other organization that wants to find a way to partner with us. And that's really going to be our challenge.
Yeah. And a great challenge to take on. And something tells me that you guys are going to make it happen. Well, Lee, we're just about out of time. I just want to say thank you. I thank you on many levels. I thank you for the work you guys are doing and certainly the opportunity to work with you guys to help you tell the story, the people at ID Group and our team. You know, we have a lot of great clients, but there was something really special about helping you and the team there tell a story in some small way. We hope we'll be part of the impact that Inspira Health is having and will continue to have on the world. So we appreciate that.
Mona, thank you. It's been wonderful working with you and your team. I've enjoyed this core dialogue. And for folks listening, if you want to see the kind of work that Mona's group does, go to InspiraHealth.com. And you'll get a chance to see a little bit more about us and the kind of work that Mona's team does. So and thank you, Mona.
You're quite welcome. And we will be posting this dialogue on our blog at ID Group, at coredialogueradio.com. And we'll be able, if you want to pass on what Lee's been saying here today, there'll be a file there that you can share. And we'll also post all of Lee's information and Inspira's information so that you can keep up with them and stay connected to them. So that's it for today. We really appreciate the opportunity for Lee to be here with you and to share the story. And for all of you listening, we thank you for being here. Join us next week, same time, same place, where we'll have an inspiring conversation that we hope will make you think and maybe spur some new ideas. Take care and have a great day. Thank you.